The emperor penguins seen in movies like March of the Penguins and Happy Feet are elegant. The chicks are adorable. These penguins are also quite shy and skittish around humans. Many tracked penguins have data collecting devices underneath their skin. Usually, researchers have to get close to them to pick up a signal from the devices, and that freaks the penguins out. Yvonne Lemau from the University of Strasbourg has been studying penguins for more than 40 years. He tried to tackle the problem.
I thought maybe we can use rovers.
A rover, a remote-controlled wheeled device disguised as a penguin that could infiltrate the colony. Turns out, it worked. Lemau and his team equipped some penguins with heart monitors and saw that when the rovers approached, instead of humans, stress levels stayed low.
When a rover is approaching, the increase in heart rate is about the same that the bird has when another penguin is passing by.
But the disguise has to be good.
If you want to confuse the birds with fake penguins, it should be very, very well designed.
Lemau had designed a fiberglass penguin, but the penguins didn't buy it. To get in, the rover penguin had to really look the part. Turns out, this is a story about scientists and filmmakers joining forces. See, at the same time, a UK-based production company was working on shooting a film using camouflage cameras to get into penguin colonies.
It was like a marriage in heaven.
Philip Dalton is the producer of the BBC film Penguins, Spy in the Huddle. He works for John Downer Productions, which specializes in designing spy cams to get unique shots in lots of environments. A team of engineers and model makers work to get the feathers, the coloring, the wheels just right. After a few model tweaks, they made a fluffy baby penguin, a chick cam, and happily it was accepted into the colony.
You get this wonderful perspective, which is very similar to what it must look like if you are a chick yourself.
Other penguins even tried to sing to it. Here's a clip from the 2013 miniseries Spy in the Huddle.
One even tries to take the spy cam under her wing.
With this special access, the chick cam got a shot of an emperor penguin laying an egg, a moment that hadn't been captured before. TV gold, for sure. But the chick cam also produced some important science.
I think in the year that we were there, with over 1,000 hours of footage that we gathered with our penguin cams, that was an equivalent of about, I believe, 5 years of research.
Yvonne Lemau and the scientists at the University of Strasbourg hope that this approach will allow scientists to better track penguins and understand their travel and mating patterns, all without stressing the birds out.